Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Military-aged men. The media continues to divide us along party lines with another rigged election, while Hollywood tries to goad the people into a second civil war. And while this is all happening, humanity is being slow-killed with technologies that only serve to isolate and track us. 9 years ago, hundreds of scientists were warning us of the dangers of cell phones and 5G radiation.
I'm Dr. Martin Blank from the Department of Physiology and Cellular Biophysics at Columbia University. We are scientists and engineers, and I'm here to tell you we have created something that is harming us, and it is getting out of control. The incidence of fatal brain cancer in younger people has more than tripled. We are putting cellular antennas on residential buildings and on top of hospitals where people are trying to get well. It's particularly frightening that radiation from our telecommunication and power line technology is damaging the DNA in our cells. The time to deal with the harmful biological and health effects is long overdue. We are really all part of a large biological experiment without our informed consent.
And things have only gotten worse. Millions have been murdered with a mandated mystery injection, which has debilitated even more and infected the living with nanotechnologies that are linking us with machines. An artificial intelligence grid is being built around us, and the people have never been more divided. And if we fail to unite, the future of humanity is destined to be grim. In Ronald Reagan's famous 1987 speech, he referred to an alien threat that could unite humanity.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us?
And regardless of what he was referring to 37 years ago, that alien threat is here today. It is the anti-human artificial intelligence that humanity is giving birth to.
Sentient artificial intelligence, far beyond human beings. You give it 1,000 years alone to make better and better versions of itself. Where does that go? That goes to a god. It literally can create universes.
But what kind of god? So, like, I think of it this way. So the first stage of the Industrial Revolution consisted of people building machines that were stronger than the human body.
Right.
Right? So the steam-powered loom.
Sure.
The backhoe.
Combustion engine.
Combustion engine. They replace muscles.
Right.
Right. So that's what the machine does. It becomes stronger than the human body. The second stage, which we're in the middle of, consists of creating machines that are more powerful than the human mind. That's what computing is. And I would say AI or supercomputing is just that exponentially.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it a god, in the sense that the machine, however powerful it is, any more than a backhoe is a god, mm-hmm. because it can dig a trench faster than 100 men, it's still something that people created. So the story hasn't really changed. At the center of the story are people, and their creative power may lead to unintended consequences, but the machines that they build did not make the universe and did not make people. People made the machines.
Right.
So I would say the part I agree with is there's a spiritual component here for sure. People will worship AI as a god. AI, Ted Kaczynski was likely right, will get away from us. We will be controlled by the thing that we made. All those are bad. Like, that's just bad, and we need to say unequivocally, it's bad. It's bad to be controlled by machines.
Right.
Machines are helpmates. Like, we created them to help us, to make our lives better, not to take orders from them. So I don't know why we're not having any of these conversations right now. We're just acting as if this is like some kind of virus, like COVID, that just spreads across the world inexorably. There's nothing we can do about it. Just wait to get it. It's like, no. If we agree that the outcome is bad, which, and specifically it's bad for people, we should care what's good for people. That's all we should care about. Is it good for people or not? If it's bad for people, then we should strangle it in its crib right now.
Right.
And why just blow up the data centers? Like, why is that hard? If it's actually going to become what you just described, which is a threat to people, humanity, life, then we have a moral obligation to murder it immediately. And since it's not alive, we don't need to feel bad about that.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
News today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
What do you mean, like what Jeffrey Epstein did with Clinton's?
Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning into this afternoon. We have a wild show ahead. It's going to be very exciting. Alex called me about an hour and a half ago and asked me to fill in because he is having a family emergency this morning. There is a member of his family who apparently is in critical condition. So please, your prayers for Alex and his loved ones. He will be back in studio as soon as possible. So I, Chase Geyser, am hosting on this Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, as we come up on the most pivotal election in the history of the United States of America. At the top of the next hour, we are going to have Harrison Smith joining us, and then the great Owen Schroyer at the top of the hour after that. So we've got some great hosts lined up today, great guests lined up today, and this incredible news has come across the desk. FDA says bird flu found in cow's milk. Now, there have been a number of stories over the course of the last year about cow's milk and arrests related to raw milk and the crackdown on milk. And I was doing some research. This has been some time since I've done the research, so you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong. But I believe our milk, our grocery store milk here in the United States of America, is illegal in like 200 countries or something. So the stuff that you buy at the store is not considered healthy by many nations across the globe. Yet our government seems to believe that raw milk is a danger to public health. And now they're coming out and saying that bird flu is found in this cow's milk. And before I get into the details of this story, I just want to point out, why is it that every single election season, we seem to have a new outbreak? It was the swine flu in 2008. Then it was Ebola in 2012. It seems like every single time we're about ready to go into an election, there's some sort of weird testing of fear-mongering of some new disease. Now, we know since the most recent pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, for lack of a better term, there has been talk among globalists all over the world of disease X. Now we hear more and more reports of this bird flu. And it's always a bird. When they really want to spook you, it's always a bird for some reason. I think it goes back to influenza being associated with birds. And they want everyone to think back to that terrible, terrible pandemic that occurred about 100 years ago, a little over 100 years ago now. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has issued an alert Tuesday, which indicated that highly pathogenic avian influenza, AH5 and AH7 virus, HPAI, has been detected in pasteurized cow's milk weeks after novel influenza A, H5N1 avian flu, was detected in a human after the man was in contact with dairy cows. Now, we're going to run clip 24 here in a second, the clip associated with this article, but I want to read this quote to you. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA,
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, along with state partners, continue to investigate an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI virus, impacting dairy cows in multiple states. So we're going to run this clip and then unpack it.
Infected with bird flu. After a dairy worker in nearby Texas was infected with bird flu, New Mexico dairy producer Jared Cooper put his farm on lockdown. He restricted people from coming in and has begun separating and treating sick cows from other animals.
First, it was like, oh, man, I hope this doesn't happen to me. And that's the first thing that goes through your mind. It's over there. But then it becomes reality when you start to think, well, this is something that's migrating and migrating pretty fast.
Now that the bird flu outbreak has spread to more than two dozen herds of cattle in eight states, he is concerned on the effect it will have on dairy farmers.
If you ask me, overall milk prices, they've been terrible. And with that, this has been a hard thing to handle amongst the dairy industry because we've already been at a suppressed milk price.
The bird flu has been killing U.S. chickens for a few years, but the infection of a dairy worker in Texas has health officials concerned because it's the first known case of a person catching this version of bird flu from a mammal. In addition to the Texas dairy worker, an individual from Colorado working with poultry was diagnosed with bird flu in 2022. Although U.S. officials say the risk for the public is low, the prospect of continued cases worries some.
So, no, this virus is not going to cause the next big pandemic. The worry is, will a mutation of this virus and learn to transmit very easily person to person, that is, one person gets it and another human being can catch it from them, then we really have to worry.
Agriculture officials in at least 17 states have restricted imports of dairy cattle from states where the virus has been detected. Still, U.S. health officials say commercially processed milk is still safe to drink. Martin Markovitz, TRT World, Clovis, New Mexico.
So, it's just absolutely incredible to me, the audacity of these globalist institutions. And I know technically they're United States institutions like the FDA and the USDA and the CDC, but they've really been hijacked by the WHO and turned into globalist institutions. But the audacity of these institutions to come out and try to fearmonger about this disease after what we saw in terms of lying regarding the pandemic is just overwhelming to me. And what's even more terrifying to me is there is a large number of people in the United States of America who are just going to fall for it again. I mean, we still see people in various clips of leftists that we show, and frankly, in public, if you go to an airport or any public venue, you will still see people wearing masks despite the fact that the efficacy of masks has been proven totally illegitimate. Frankly, the EPA came out with a study during COVID that ranked all of the different types of masks based on their efficacy at preventing the spread of viruses. And the type of masks that everyone was wearing were less effective than putting a bandana on your face. But I remember this very distinctly because my daughter was born prematurely in the middle of this pandemic here in Austin, Texas. And when we went to the hospital, I was wearing a bandana on my face because they required a mask in the hospital. We were in the NICU, which is the intensive care unit for newborn children. And the hospital was like, hey, you can't wear that bandana. You have to wear one of our masks that we give you at the door. And they were like these yellow, jaundiced-looking masks that they were handing out. And they would make your throat scratch. There was some metal or something laced in the mask itself that was supposed to be antiviral. And I remember looking up this EPA study and seeing that bandanas were more effective than the masks that were being handed out. Certainly the way that people were wearing these masks, it's different than an N95 properly worn. And thinking to myself, wow, it's amazing that even the EPA admits that there are better, more effective ways to cover your face during this pandemic, but it's insisting on this uniform paper mask look, this disposable mask look, because frankly, if you're wearing a bandana, you look like a rebel. You look like an outlaw. You look like somebody who isn't complying or doesn't buy into the narrative of the CDC and the government during this pandemic. So they would rather have me be more at risk wearing their crappy mask than less at risk wearing a mask that seemed too counter-narrative. That was what really woke me up. I mean, there were several things that really woke me up. Even if you looked at the data of the pandemic early on in 2020, the numbers did not justify the disproportionate response that we saw from our own government. It was obvious something was amiss very early out of the gate. Alex Jones predicted things like this years and years ago, months and months before they happened. But looking at the data in real time, anybody with critical thinking skills knew that they were exaggerating the danger and risks associated with this pandemic for a political purpose. And then the mask thing was just like the straw that broke the camel's back for me, where I was like, what is going on here? So whenever I see claims about disease X or some new bird flu, I immediately know that they're trying to use this for some other agenda. And to be totally honest with you, I would rather suffer the negative symptoms, impacts, side effects, outcomes of a genuine, real pandemic than suffer the outcomes and symptoms of the tyranny that will be used as a response or justified by a pandemic in response. I mean, what was the famous quote? Was it Jefferson that said, I would rather afford the inconveniences of too much liberty than too small a degree of it? That's the way I feel about these pandemics now. Frankly, I'd rather die of influenza.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
True to that, some correctable truth, some things that we could be doing better that wouldn't be a violation of our rights as capitalists or the free market or a violation of our rights as Americans. But now there's no reason for us to believe anything that they say at all because they have lied so drastically about all of these details. I mean, even in this article, we dive in. For only the second time in the U.S. and the first time in Texas, a human was infected with bird flu, according to this article. According to the Texas Department of Health and Human Services on April 1st, April Fool's Day, the patient became ill following contact with dairy cows presumed to be infected with avian influenza. The patient's primary symptom was conjunctivitis, the HHS alert said. The FDA is using its findings to discourage the consumption of raw milk. They want you only using their state-approved milk. We know that the agriculture lobby is incredibly powerful here in the United States. We know that there's a reason that after World War II, suddenly, all of our farmers were producing corn to be transferred into ethanol or high fructose corn syrup. And they started putting high fructose corn syrup in all of our food instead of pure cane sugar, which has caused diabetes and obesity to an excessive rate. We know that the food pyramid is basically a lie. And so what's happening here is everyone's figuring out that raw milk is actually better for you. It tastes amazing. It tastes like melted ice cream. First time I ever had raw milk was just months ago here in the InfoWars studio. Some friends brought it around and I tasted it and I could not believe how delicious it was. My wife won't even let me bring it home because she's worried that it's going to cause salmonella or something for the kids. I try to convince her, I try to argue with her about it, but she's just brainwashed by this narrative here. And so what we have is an agriculture lobby trying to inhibit the growth of the raw milk market as people wake up. And on top of that, we have the green energy people all over this because they want the eradication of all cows in the country in the name of clean energy or improving the climate. And the globalists love this because it gives them an excuse to enact their manufactured food shortage, their manufactured food crisis, their manufactured orchestrated famine. And they're looking at the Great Leap Forward between 1958 and 1962, where estimates range from 50 to 100 million Chinese people died of starvation. And they blame it on natural famine and natural disasters. But we know that the members of the Chinese Communist Party were too scared to accurately report the yields of the crops in their districts to their higher ups in the Communist Party. So they lied, and by the time it was figured out that the yields weren't really the yields, it was too late. And for years, tens of millions of people starved to death in China. And despite the fact that everyone living in China today knows or is directly related to somebody who died of starvation between 1958 and 1962 in China, there is still a cult of personality around Chairman Mao. He is still determined to be some sort of hero of these people. And so the globalists look at that and they say, look, if Mao can get away with screwing up that much, dropping the ball that much, causing the deaths of up to 100 million people, like I said, estimates range, 100 million is the top, at least 50 million people of starvation in China, then why can't we do the same and get away with it? Especially if we say that these shortages of food are going to be a result of climate change for years and years in advance. This is prescriptive programming. It's not just predictive programming, it is prescriptive programming, as Klaus Schwab recently said, where we don't even predict what's going to happen in our media, in our art, in our entertainment, but we can actually prescribe what's going to happen. We can make the future what we want it to be with the content we put out. Everything from Civil War or Barbie to articles like this. So then when all the cows die or disappear, they can say, oh, it was because of this flu. A flu which was probably created by the government. And we're going to get more into it on the other side because there is this ex-Joe Biden stenographer, CIA collaborated with China to release COVID-19. We're going to show some clips of this in a moment. And frankly, we have time to run clip number three here. Let's run clip three. This is late Justice Antonin Scalia predicting the weaponization of government against American citizens and the end of the Bill of Rights. This is exactly what we're talking about right now today. Let's run clip number three.
I think it's even a little more fundamental than the one that Stephen has just put forward. I asked them, what do you think is the reason that America is such a free country? What is it in our Constitution that makes us what we are? And I guarantee you that the response I will get, and you will get this from almost any American, including the woman that he was talking to at the supermarket, the answer would be freedom of speech, freedom of the press, no unreasonable searches and seizures, no quartering of troops in hope, those marvelous provisions of the Bill of Rights. But then I tell them, if you think that a Bill of Rights is what sets us apart, you're crazy. Every banana republic in the world has a Bill of Rights. Every president for life has a Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights of the former evil empire, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, was much better than ours. I mean it literally. It was much better. We guarantee freedom of speech and of the press. Big deal. They guaranteed freedom of speech, of the press, of street demonstrations and protests, and anyone who is caught trying to suppress criticism of the government will be called to account. Whoa, that is wonderful stuff. Of course, just words on paper. What our framers would have called a parchment guarantee. And the reason is that the real constitution of the Soviet Union, you think of the word constitution, it doesn't mean a bill, it means structure. Say a person has a sound constitution, has a sound structure. The real constitution of the Soviet Union, which is what our framers debated that whole summer in Philadelphia in 1787. They didn't talk about the Bill of Rights. That was an afterthought, wasn't it? That constitution of the Soviet Union did not prevent the centralization of power in one person or in one party. And when that happens, the game is over. The Bill of Rights is just what our framers would call a parchment guarantee.
All right, folks. So we're about ready to go to a short break, and I'm going to dive more into this. There's so much news around this agenda. But before we do, I want to talk to you a little bit about Next Level Foundational Energy. Now, you can find this product at drjonesnaturals.com. Again, that's drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com. Not all the way spelled out, just the abbreviation of doctor. Now, Next Level Foundational Energy elevates your energy levels. We typically think of things like Adderall or coffee or energy drinks, these stimulants as the source of energy in our lives and our daily routine and our consumption. But the thing that's really intriguing and amazing about this product is that it's not a stimulant in the same way that those are. It doesn't have the crash that those have. This is the natural flushing out of your cells and the empowerment of your mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of your cells. This will give you next level foundational energy in a way that you won't crash. And now it's more important than ever that you buy products like this at drjonesnaturals.com, because freedom of speech is under attack. InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack, and his family is under attack by the deep state. We've known this for years. It was proven just weeks ago with that CIA leak. So visit drjonesnaturals.com and check out next level foundational energy. It's got the essential vitamins you need, and you can say goodbye to energy crashes and welcome sustained vitality throughout the day, because this is that foundational energy you need. It's not just tricking your brain into thinking that you have energy. It's actually providing foundational energy that simply will not go away. Be the reason that we are still on the air, and visit drjonesnaturals.com. More news on the other side.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists want silenced. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I'm your host today, Chase Geyser. Alex called me this morning and is undergoing an emergency family issue. Dealing with that, and so he'll be back in studio as soon as possible, but he asked me to cover for him. We do have the great Harrison Smith, our host from the American Journal on the morning show, coming in at the top of the hour, and then an hour later we have the great Owen Schroyer coming in as well. So this is going to be a medley, a wild card, the A-team of InfoWars here throughout the show today. Now, I was able to touch on this story a little bit at the end of the last segment, and I want to dive in here. Ex-Joe Biden stenographer, CIA collaborated with China to release COVID-19. We're going to run clip number 19 here in a moment. Mike McCormick, a whistleblower who used to be Joe Biden's stenographer, joined the Benny Johnson Show, the Benny Show, this week for a wide-ranging discussion. A viral moment from the interview came when McCormick claimed the CIA worked alongside the Chinese military to intentionally release COVID-19 into the world. Let's go ahead and see this clip.
So
what's the fix here? Because it seems like the fix is what Donald Trump was heading towards, right? Which was, you should investigate these people. Like, yeah, somebody should investigate these people. Victor Shokin has gone on Fox News and said, Joe Biden got me fired because I was looking into the corruption of his family. And if you have any hope, and I'm not trying to blackpill here, but the more you see that the Bidens are effectively cutouts for the CIA and the intel agencies, the less hope I have that any of them will ever be prosecuted meaningfully. I mean, it seems like the only way to fix something like this is sunlight as the best disinfectant.
Sunlight is the only way, you know, and I went into the Oversight Committee a year ago. I came out and I talked to them about what happened with Burisma, but I talked to them about what was happening with Metabiota. And in their interviews of Hunter Biden, Rob Walker, who was also on the Rosemont Senate Technology Partners Group, they never investigated. They don't even want to mention Metabiota. They talk about the, you know, funny money transfers. They talk about Burisma.
I was blocked by the CEO of Metabiota, by the way, for calling him out.
That's an impeachable offense. But this Metabiota stuff is dark and dirty, and it's very serious. It goes all the way into the Wuhan Institute of Technology and that virus, the pandemic, the fake pandemic. And that's the CIA, in my opinion, was behind it. Avril Haines came into the White House in 2014 in November after they set up this research alliance with China, this, you know, infectious disease. As Ron Klain was there, she was there. She's now the person who's in charge, and she stayed there with the NSC for 2 years. She was a senior. She came from the CIA into the NSC, worked with Obama closely as one of his top security aides, and she was there at the meetings in 2017 that happened in January, right before Donald Trump came in, where they reinstated gain of function. They said, oh, it's okay, we'll redo it. And the people that were in those meetings was Fauci, Klain, Avril Haines, and Avril Haines is now in charge of investigating what happened in Wuhan. And of course, she doesn't see anything wrong that happened in Wuhan. They can't really tell what happened in Wuhan. She's a person that has to be named. The CIA operative that's named in the laptop email is a woman named Tara O'Toole. Tara O'Toole has never been called in for investigation. These are the people that the sunlight needs to hit. Tara O'Toole, Avril Haines, Fauci, and Ron Klain.
Yeah, why did Dr. Fauci go to the CIA so many times off the books? It doesn't make any sense. And Dr. Fauci's funding, of course, comes from the intelligence agencies. You can track all that back to the Patriot Act. So it's not crazy to think this. Also, a clip that I cannot get out of my head, Mike, till my dying days, I will not be able to forget that Dr. Fauci, upon Donald Trump's inauguration, so it was a day before Donald Trump's inauguration, gives a speech and he says, this next administration is going to be a surprise pandemic. Guarantee it. He says it. It clips up. We've tweeted it a million times. How can you say something with such a surety? Like, how is that possible? It's so unbelievably suspicious. It's malevolent. It's so disorienting how evil these people are and what they're willing to do for power. And it's why I'm so glad that there are people who actually tell the truth. It's a dangerous thing to tell the truth these days. Mike McCormick is one of those people. Here's his book, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Amazon bestseller, The Case to Impeach and Imprison Joe Biden, from Joe Biden's former stenographer. Nobody would know better. Mike McCormick, God bless you and Godspeed.
Thanks, Benny. Thanks for having me on and talk about all this dirty stuff. We got to get the sunlight.
So obviously the Benny Show is a great show. They did a great job interviewing. Benny Johnson did an outstanding job interviewing Alex Jones after the revelations of the CIA's espionage and harassment of Alex Jones and InfoWars. And people don't even know what Metabiota is, who Metabiota is. Maybe you guys can throw up the clip of the CEO of Metabiota with Ghislaine Maxwell. But this is a company that Rosemont Seneca was invested in back when Joe Biden was vice president and Hunter Biden was a partner at Rosemont Seneca. I believe they were invested at least $500,000 in the company, but it's been a long time since I've looked into it, so you can take my claims with a grain of salt and double check. But while Rosemont Seneca was invested in Metabiota, and while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States of America, Metabiota did receive nearly, I think it was $23.7 million in a DOD contract. So I just want to show you this clip. This was me talking about it on the Harrison's show in the morning, the American Journal. Let's run this clip and then we'll unpack it.
Joe Biden having classified documents from when he was vice president. I'm like, okay, yeah, technically that was hypocritical, but how about the fact that he laundered money through Ukraine, through Metabiota,
right?
In order to line his own pockets using DOD contracts? Or how about the fact that he basically blackmailed Ukraine into firing the prosecutor that was looking into Burisma? Or how about the fact that he took inappropriate showers with his daughter in her own handwriting in his diary? Or how about the fact that he knew his son was sexually abusing his other relative underage and he covered it up,
right?
Against Delaware law. And you could just name all the other things that he's done that have been absolutely corrupt. And it's like, but you're talking about the documents that he had? I mean, like, the worst part about the fact that he had these documents in his garage is you're not supposed to have flammable objects next to a meth lab.
Right.
We get distracted with these small hypocrisies when the greater crimes just go totally unnoticed. It's like the guy should have been in jail 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, so they don't want you to meme or talk about that. They don't want you to unpack any of that stuff. They're just distracting you with claims of hush money being spent by Donald Trump to hide affairs that he may or may not have had with Stormy Daniels. They're distracting you with all these other small details. And despite their hypocrisy, it is overwhelmingly obvious that this family is a crime family, abundantly corrupt. And I know that virtually all politicians, we know at least 3/4 of politicians in Congress now are absolutely corrupt. 75% of them voting to fund Ukraine, for example. But this level of corruption seems to me unprecedented. And we have a federal government that is more powerful than it has ever been before. We have an executive branch in the United States of America that is more powerful than it has ever been before. So every time there is an ounce of corruption, it is felt like a pound on the people because of the disproportionate amount of power that this federal government has. If this government was powerless, then who would care about its corruption? Its corruption wouldn't have that much of a reach or that much impact. But now, similar to the downfall of Rome, we feel the virtues and vices of our leaders in radical ways compared to how we should. It used to be the case that when Franklin Pierce was the 14th president of the United States, he was a bad president, but it didn't really matter because the federal government was so small and weak relative to what it is now. Now we feel this corruption as a people, and it's unprecedented and unsustainable. And similar to how Rome had Marcus Aurelius, who was an incredible Caesar of Rome for many, many years, it's not sustainable that you have a government so powerful because you can't just rely on there always being a good person at the helm. So when Trump was president, things were going really well. The executive branch was very powerful. They were going well for the first 3 years of his term. Now, when Biden's president, the executive branch is way too powerful and they're running him like a puppet. And we're feeling the pain of that corruption. Why is it that there is no accountability for the obvious money laundering and schemes and corruption when millions of dollars are going to companies like Metabiota while the vice president's son is invested and these dollars are coming from our taxes and then there's kickback to the vice president? I mean, this is some evil stuff, folks. More news on the other side.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
ZR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. And while you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning into this afternoon. In just a few minutes, Harrison Smith is going to be joining us in studio. Stay with us for 30 minutes or an hour. I'm not sure which yet. And there's a couple other things I want to get into. So Jones posted the other day on X, around the world, tyrants are running scared. This is a story from Mario Knoffel. Australian Prime Minister Albanese claims memes are misinformation. Let's dive into this clip and unpack it. This is clip 7.
Media platforms have a responsibility to make sure that misinformation isn't got out there. I noticed today, for example, on the way up here, they've removed various sites that were up containing fake images of myself superimposed on other people. That's the sort of thing that is going on social media. Social media has a responsibility to do the right thing here.
Did you catch up with Premier Daniel Andrews?
Media companies, including social media companies, have a responsibility to act. It shouldn't need the eSafety Commissioner to intervene, to take down violent videos. The social media companies that make a lot of money out of their business have a social responsibility. We are prepared to take whatever action is necessary to hold these companies into line.
So obviously they don't care about freedom of speech. I've been in countless debates with people from London or Australia online, even way back before I was anybody in the political conversation, on Facebook of all places. When debates used to happen on Facebook, when there was freedom of speech there, gosh, now 10 years ago or longer. And we are mocked by the international community, not only for our Second Amendment rights, but also for our First Amendment rights. I mean, there's a famous clip that we've shown you time and time again on this network of Alex Jones arguing with Piers Morgan, saying that 1776 will commence again if you try to take our guns. And Piers Morgan is not the only person overseas that harbors those sentiments. He's not the only person overseas who is antagonistic toward things like the right to bear arms or freedom of speech. It's something fairly unique to the United States of America. Frankly, I would even say it's a radical political idea that we even protect rights like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and the right to bear arms in this country. Our founding fathers were radicals. They were extremists. They were radical patriots. And this radical idea, this great experiment that came out of these radical ideas, is the reason that the United States rose to global prominence so quickly over the course of just a couple of centuries, and seemingly eradicated most of its own vices of its own accord without the necessity of external force in those same centuries. And now we are collapsing in direct correlation to how we abandon these principles that are determined or deemed radical by the international community, by the globalist community. And so we see this antagonism from Australia's prime ministers. Now, this is the same Australia where people were literally escaping quarantine camps and then being arrested during the pandemic. The same Australia which bought up everybody's guns after some fluke shooting in the 90s, but then wants to silence everybody about a stabbing in a church from an extremist Muslim. And this censorship is not just a sentiment that is harbored by Australia or the European Union or the globalists overseas, but it is a sentiment which exists among our own politicians. We hear the likes of Joe Biden. Remember when they tried to start that censorship committee and then it backfired and they had to change its name and fire that lady who was singing those musical songs, who was obviously a lunatic. She was like Professor Umbridge. It was coined the Ministry of Truth when it came out that this committee or this department was being formed to manage content on social media and make censorship recommendations. And we see that our own intelligence community has come in with the Twitter files and others. Mark Zuckerberg himself admitting that the CIA explicitly called him to silence the Hunter Biden laptop story during the last election cycle. And he was talking about it as if it wasn't something to be ashamed of that he gave him. This was right on Joe Rogan. We saw them call in Zuckerberg to speak before committees immediately after the election in 2016 because Cambridge Analytica was deemed to be some huge Steve Bannon-backed coup or scandal in cahoots with Russia somehow to steal data. But now we have McConnell coming out saying Tucker Carlson and Trump over Ukraine stance is bad after the Senate passes this $95 billion aid bill. So this is McConnell sniping Tucker Carlson and Trump over their stance on sending $95 billion overseas while our own people suffer here in the United States. This is clip number four.
You've been probably one of the most ardent backers of Ukraine in the Senate here, but what took so long to get some of these other eight Republicans persuaded to your position here? Was it the overall nature of this bill and what was lost in that time period for Ukraine?
Well, that's a good question. You already know the answer. I think the demonization of Ukraine began by Tucker Carlson.
Please.
Who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is
Nazis.
Interviewing Vladimir Putin. And so he had an enormous audience, which convinced a lot of rank-and-file Republicans that maybe this was a mistake. I think the former president had sort of mixed views on it. We all felt that border was a complete disaster, myself included. And Chad, you remember covering the phases we went through. First, there was an effort to make law, which requires you to deal with Democrats. And then a number of our members thought it wasn't good enough. And then our nominee for president didn't seem to want us to do anything at all. That took months to work our way through it. So we ended up doing the supplemental that was originally proposed, which dealt with not all problems. It didn't solve the border problem, but certainly addressed the growing threats at the moment.
You know, I'm a big fan of a podcaster and author and consultant named Jocko Willink. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him. He came to prominence after his appearance on the Tim Ferriss Show, which is a business-centered podcast. And then later, I believe he was on Joe Rogan. And later he was one of the first guests, if not the first guest, on Candace Owens' show when she was at the Daily Wire. And this is somebody who wrote a book called Extreme Ownership. This is somebody who had experience in combat in Ramadi in a leadership position. And the whole premise of his book is just that, extreme ownership. No matter whose fault it is at your business when something is done wrong, you always have to psychologically adopt the mentality that it's your fault if you want to be a good leader. And he consults businesses on this. So if the crew messes up something, it's my fault because I didn't get them the clip and communicate better what they needed, right? That's just an example. The crew hasn't made a single mistake this whole entire show. I mean, it's the best crew in the world, frankly. It always has been and always will be the best crew, I think, in media. But that's just an example. So if there's a mistake at work, even if it's technically somebody else's fault, you have to take ownership of that mistake because that's how businesses improve. That's how culture improves. And that's how you build trust as a leader. When you always take ownership, they know that they don't have to fear you. They'll report accurately to you. They'll tell you the truth about problems that are going on, and then you can handle it. And what we just saw from McConnell up there is Mitch McConnell blaming Tucker Carlson, a member of the press, for all of the struggles that he faces as a Republican leader, for all the issues that Ukraine faced getting funding from the United States without taking any ownership for his own lack of leadership, without Zelensky taking any ownership for the Nazi problem that Ukraine clearly has. This is June 12, 2015. Ukraine's neo-Nazis won't get U.S. money from Bloomberg. They've had a Nazi problem for at least 10 years, basically ever since the Civil War broke out. And he's blaming Tucker Carlson for being responsible for a lack of support among Americans for Ukraine in this $95 billion deal. Maybe it's their Nazi problem. Maybe it's the fact that many of us are directly descended from those who fought the Nazis. I think Alex Jones has a grandfather who fought in World War II. I could be mistaken about that. My grandfather fought in World War II. Donald Geiser was in the Navy. Many of us are directly related to an entire generation of Americans who heroically fought against Nazis. That's the reason that we aren't inclined to give $95 billion, or I guess it was 60 of the 95, straight to these Nazi sympathizing leaders. Now, we're going to come up on break. We're going to unpack that more on the other side. We do have Harrison Smith joining us. In the meantime, I do want to remind the audience to check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. It is 40% off, and it has a unique delivery system. Obviously, there are a million different ways that you can get multivitamins. You can buy gummies. You can buy generic brand stuff. You can buy name brand stuff at the grocery store. But this unique delivery system is designed to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support its natural functions. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion is the best way to get all the vitamins and minerals that your body needs and ensure that your body is able to absorb them. But not only that, folks, it's not only the best vitamin conglomeration for your body, but it keeps InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're on the air in this pivotal, imperative time in our country's history.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know, as viewers and listeners,
You've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.